The 48-acre mill pond on the Tomorrow River has been the recreational focal point of Amherst for its entire history, according to village president Michael Juris.
The mill pond was there before the village. The village incorporated in 1900, and the mill pond was there already. The mill pond has been the central figure in the downtown part of our village ever since we've been a village. So there are many, many people that have a tough time envisioning the village without the mill pond.
People picnic in its parks and fish in its waters, but there's trouble in paradise, according to Juris. The DNR has determined that the dam needs additional flood capacity.
The village of Amherst Dam was rated as a significant hazard because of the 13 non-residential structures that are downstream from it. So because of that, it must meet criteria to be able to release a certain amount of water compared to a 500-year flood event.
The village has three options: replace the dam at a cost of $1.25 million, expand the dam's spillway at a cost of up to $1 million, or abandon the dam and drain the mill pond. A decision has to be made soon, or the village could lose a $400,000 grant to cover some of the costs. Michael Juris says Amherst residents will be asked to decide in an August 12th advisory referendum.
We work for the people of the village, and we're really hoping that they give us a clear indication of which way they feel our village should go with the referendum, and then we will take appropriate steps at that time.
The village of Amherst will hold a public hearing on the mill pond July 30th. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.